You're listening to a Peak Media Production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Tuesday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is April 15th, and it's been a while since we've had an episode, so I wanted to jump back into the flow of things here. We've got the NBA postseason starting tonight, a lot of other news and notes around from the sporting world. So, just wanted to kind of get back into things and mainly talk about the NBA today, but we may get into some other things as well. So, to start out, we have the play-in tournament tonight, and we've had this for a few years in the NBA, but if you're still unfamiliar with the format, we'll kind of walk through it really quick. So you essentially have the 7 through the 10 seeds in each conference fighting for the final two playoff spots. And so basically what you have is the 7 will play the 8, and then the 9 will play the 10. The winner of the 7-8 matchup will be the 7 seed, and then the winner of the 9-10 matchup will get to play the loser of the 7-8 for the 8 seed. So really, it's kind of geared, you know, you have a huge advantage being a 7 or an 8 seed because you essentially have two chances to still make the playoffs, and you get to host at least one home game. Especially if you lose. But anyway, so that's the format. And there's been a lot of debate actually this week on if it's necessary, especially in years like this one, where in the Western Conference, you have a clear 8 teams that are kind of that have separated themselves from the rest of the division, or sorry, from the rest of the conference. But I don't really want to get into that debate today. I actually like the play-in tournament. I think it adds a little bit of intrigue in between the regular season and the postseason, helps us kind of ramp up to the playoffs. Who doesn't like more basketball? So anyway, kind of walk through maybe some predictions. This could change a little bit depending on the results of the play-in tournament. But I don't think we're going to see anything too crazy coming out of there. So anyway, we'll start in the East. I don't really think it's going to matter who the Cavs or the Celtics play in the first round. So whoever comes out of the play-in tournament, I think they're going to lose in 4 or 5 to both of those teams, barring something crazy. This really feels like a 2-team race in the East between the Cavs and the Celtics. I don't really see any other teams being able to knock them off. They feel like they're just head and shoulders above everyone else this year. So again, I don't think it's going to matter who the Cavs or the Celtics play. But then in the 3-6 matchup, we have the Knicks and the Pistons, and the Knicks are just such a scrappy team. I mean, playing for Thibodeau, and just some of the guys they have, I think they're going to be a really tough out, even with as good of a season that Detroit has had. I think they've like tripled their win total from last year, which is insanely impressive. I don't think it's ever been done. And even if they do lose in the first round, I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of. If you're the Pistons this year, you're almost a year ahead of schedule. Cade Cunningham looks great. I think they have a ton of potential on that team. So even though I think the Knicks probably knock them off in maybe 5 or 6 games, I think you can't be disappointed in the season if you're a fan of the Pistons. Then we have the Pacers and the Bucks in the 4-5 matchup. And I think the Bucks would be considered, I think they would have a chance to be title contenders basically if Dame was still healthy. But with him being out and seemingly Giannis having to shoulder the entire load, I just don't really see them competing, especially with the Cavs or the Celtics. But I do think they're going to knock off the Pacers. I don't have a great reason for it. That's just the feel that I have. I think the series goes pretty long. I think it goes to 6 or 7 games, but I just have a feeling that the Bucks are going to get it done. So I'm going to have the top 3 seeds moving on and then the Bucks. But then I think the Cavs and Celtics knock both the Knicks and the Bucks off and end up playing each other in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this just feels like such a toss up to me though. They've had a bunch of great games in the regular season, including the one, I think the Celtics were up 25-3 in the one game and the Cavs came back and won. And they feel so even. Both teams are very deep. They have star power at the top. And I would probably give a very slight edge to the Celtics, especially coming off the championship from a year ago. But the Cavs having home court advantage, I think, might slightly level it out a little bit. And it makes it really hard for me to pick this one. My heart says the Cavs, but my head says the Celtics. And so I think I'm going to pick Boston to go to the finals, as much as it pains me to say that. But I think they're going to be the ones that ultimately end up coming out of the East. I just don't, I don't have full faith in Mitchell or Garland. I feel like we're just going to end up with the stinker of a game late in the series. I really hope that I'm wrong. But we'll see. They feel like, you know, kind of defensive liabilities, hopefully with their addition of DeAndre Hunter and some of the other guys, that they'll be able to compete defensively on the wing. But I'm just not totally sold yet. I really, really hope I'm wrong, but we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, so in the East, you know, just to summarize, I think it's a two-team race, but I think the Celtics probably barely edge out the Cavs to get back to the finals again. And then in the West, it is just, it's crazy. I really don't have any idea what's going to happen here. You know, the Thunder have obviously been historically good this year. They win 68 games. They have an average point differential of like plus 13, which is just historically good. But then aside from that, like, I think the next, what is this, seven teams are all within four games of each other. So there's a lot going on in the West. And what makes it even crazier is, like, some of the teams that are playing the best basketball right now, I would probably say would be the Lakers since acquiring Luka. I mean, they've kind of been up and down, but when they're playing at their best, they're for sure one of the top teams in the league. And then the Clippers, they've won 9 out of their last 10 games. They've been super hot. Kawhi's been playing really well. Harden's been playing really well. And then the Warriors as well. They've been arguably the best team in the league since acquiring Jimmy Butler. And those are the 3, 5, and 7 seeds. So I feel like anything could happen in the West, and I would not be surprised. Maybe besides like Oklahoma City losing in the first round, that might be the only thing that would like really shock me. But any other result, I think, would be completely feasible in the West. The play-in teams will be, we have the Warriors playing the Grizzlies tonight, and then the Kings will play the Mavs tomorrow. So the winner of the game tonight will be the 7 seed, and then the loser will play the winner of Kings-Mavs for the 8 seed. I think the Warriors win tonight. They're decent favorites. I want to say they're about like 5 or 6 point favorites, maybe even 7. Somewhere in that range, though. And like I said, they've been one of the better teams in the league since acquiring Jimmy Butler, arguably the best team in the league. So I think they get it done. And then the 8th seed, I think Memphis will, I think they'll probably win if they lose to the Warriors. But I really wouldn't be surprised if the Kings or the Mavs can pull off an upset here. So we'll see how that plays out, and that could definitely influence some predictions here. But aside from that, let's assume that the seeds kind of remain where they are. So the Warriors at 7, the Grizzlies at 8. I think the Thunder would handle the Grizzlies pretty easily. I think they win in 4 or 5 games. We would then have Houston hosting, or at least having home court against the Warriors. And I think the Warriors might actually be favored in that series if that's what it ends up being. And I think they win in probably like 6. I think they... they've been playing so well. They have a ton of proven guys in the postseason, obviously, between Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and others. So I think they would probably win in like 6 games. Then we'd have the Lakers and the Timberwolves. I would lean Lakers here again. I think Minnesota would be feisty. You know, Anthony Edwards is always going to be a tough out and some of their supporting players, but I just think Luka's going to hit another level. He's been a little bit inconsistent, especially with his shooting, but I think you're going to kind of see him round into form as the top 5, top 10 player that we know him to be. So I think the Lakers end up winning also probably in about 6. And then the 4-5 matchup between Denver and the Clippers should be fantastic. But this one could really sway either way also in my mind, because, you know, Denver arguably has the best player in the world right now with Jokic. And there's actually, you know, this is a little bit of a sidetrack story here, but there's been some like momentum in the media this week also about Jokic, like how he should be able to request a trade because they haven't been able to build around him and they don't have an all-star or any all-pro guys. And I could not disagree more. I think they're built almost perfect in today's NBA. You know, there's kind of been this trend towards teams wanting a big three, but I really think it's better to be built where you have, you know, arguably the best player in the game, like who wouldn't want that in Jokic, but then you have a clear number 2 in Murray, and then you have a bunch of really good role players with Aaron Gordon, MPJ, you know, a bunch of guys that know their role, And I really think that's a better formula for winning than just trying to get a big three and then, like, you know, a bunch of guys around them that may not be worth that much. So anyway, Denver is really dangerous. We know they've won a championship recently. And again, they have Jokic and a bunch of other guys who have played really well in the postseason. So they could win the title, and I don't think anyone would be surprised, but they could also get swept in the first round because they just fired their head coach and their GM. It just feels a little bit turbulent. I don't know what to completely expect from them. They still won 50 games, but then they're playing the Clippers, who have been super hot. They also won 50 games. Kawhi and Harden have been playing awesome, but then they have a lot of questions because Harden hasn't always performed in the postseason. Kawhi hasn't always stayed healthy in the postseason. And so if they play to their best, I mean, they could win in 5-6 games, or they could just get swept also. I mean, if Denver comes out and plays their game and Harden doesn't perform or Kawhi gets hurt, you know, it could be a mess. So I'm hoping that series goes like 7 games. I think Denver squeezes it out. Again, I don't have a great reasoning. I think this one is super tight. I think it would be potentially one of the better matchups that we can get in the postseason besides maybe like Cavs Celtics. But yeah, I'm excited to watch that one. I'll lean Nuggets, but yeah, it could go either way. So out of the first round, just to kind of summarize, I think I would have Thunder, Warriors actually, and then Lakers, Nuggets. And so then we'd get a really great second round matchup between the Warriors and the Lakers with LeBron and Steph getting to match up again. So I would love to see that. I think I'd give the edge to the Lakers. The Warriors just haven't been as consistent. Not that the Lakers have been super consistent, but again, I think we're going to see Luka hit another level that we haven't really seen from him besides that Mavs game about a week ago. And so I think they would squeeze it out. And then I think the Thunder would beat either the Nuggets or the Clippers. I'm not totally sold on the Thunder yet, even though they were so great in the regular season. They still just feel a little bit young, a little bit inexperienced. And you never know what kind of whistle that SGA is going to get in the postseason. He has shot so many free throws in the regular season, but we know that tightens up a little bit. And if that ends up costing them, you know, 4 or 5 points a game, could make it a little bit tighter down the stretch. But I do think they match up well against either of those teams. So I think they would win as well. And we'd probably be headed towards a Lakers-Thunder Western Conference Finals. And this is, again, where I'm kind of torn because, like I just said, the Thunder just feel, I don't know, they just still feel young. I don't know how they're going to perform on the biggest stages. And then you have a bunch of guys in the Lakers that have been there before, especially LeBron and Luka. So I don't know. I think I will lean towards Oklahoma City, but not by a lot. Maybe in 6 or 7 games, probably 7, I think it would take for them to do that. But yeah, I'll pick the Thunder to come out of the West, but I don't love that pick. If they lost in the second round, I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said, there's so many deep teams in the West that not a lot would shock me. And then, so if those do come true, we end up with the Thunder and Celtics. I think the Celtics would win. I just think between their experience, their depth, and I trust Tatum and Jaylen Brown and some of their other guys more than I trust SGA and some of the top guys on the Thunder. So yeah, those would be my predictions. Obviously could change. Really depends on the play-in games. But we'll have some more clarity on that after tonight. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking going into the postseason here. I'm really excited to see these games. Like I mentioned before, I mean, this is where a lot of people really start watching the NBA. And this is where a lot of guys really, you know, build their legacies. So should be fun. But yeah, it was good to get back into the flow of things today. I know we're a little bit over time compared to what we normally do. But just wanted to get another episode out there. And yeah, hopefully we'll have a few more this week. So anyway, thanks for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show or subscribing and rating 5 stars. And yeah, with that, we will talk to you tomorrow. See you.